All right, you know what day it is, and you know what time it is. I'm Reverend Roxy, and this is the Insight Hour with my co-pilot and leader of the pack, Dr. Len Horowitz. And I am so happy to be here and to say to you all, good evening. Now, you see how the evening, you know, it's like everything is smooth. By the graces of God, I have had one heck of a day. We planted over here in Hawaii, just to let you know, there are things growing, and we are in the knowing. Dr. Len is almost put the finishing touches. We are just dealing with the technical difficulties of this DVD, but he is on it, and we are going to have the love, the real Da Vinci Code in your face so that you can begin to understand what it really truly means to be in the human race. Like I said, this is the Insight Hour, and I'm Reverend Roxy. Dr. Len is going to be joining us in a little bit. But I'm here to tell you that the praises of God are absolutely all over. I am seeing the work of God everywhere. People are starting to wake up and ask good questions. Just got last night back from a fundraiser that Dr. Len and I went to, successful fundraiser for Lieutenant Watata, who is one of the first, if not the first person, to declare that the war in Iraq is an erroneous one. He went over. He saw. And he said, I can't do this. I cannot continue to do this. This is against God's laws. This is against our Constitution. I just fundamentally can't do it. And so he may have already been sentenced. I'm not sure. I haven't checked the internet in a while. But he may have been sentenced or he may have been cleared. I'm not sure. I just know we did raise over $800, Jasper and Megan over there at their little tea house, on a Monday. So we know that the blessings are there for those who are aware, and that's a good thing. Like I said, this is the Insight Hour, and Dr. Len asked me last night, I recited a poem. And it was a big hit, and it is always a hit whenever I recite it. And I thought for you all tonight, we'd start off our program with this epic poem that my father wrote back in 1976. Now, everybody remembers the bicentennial, and we had so much celebration, so much activity for an entire year, culminating on July 4th with a big celebration. And as we watched it and we were wondering and everybody was buying their commemorative coins and things, Dangerous DG, as I call him, was asking a very good question. He was asking, why are all these people dancing in the street? Is anybody really free? Free? Is there a celebration in the nation? A nation? Did I hear something about a proclamation? And after he said those words, he sat down and he penned these words to this poem that I'm going to be reciting for you. And the name of this poem is America Cut. And I'm sorry, I'm a reverend, but I have to say this word because it's in the poem. So I want all of you out there, this is not foul. This is just the way it is. The name of this poem is America Cut the Shit. Here goes. All right, everybody, here's what it's all about. We're not here just to holler and shout, because we've all been written in, but we can also be written out. So hold the faith, win the race, stand firm and stout, because we've all been written in, but we can also be written out. So let us stand and declare this day that world peace is no longer on the way, because now it is here, and forever it will stay. But to you, America, this is it. This is your last chance to cut the shit, America. We would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way, America. America, many have been sent with a good word your way, and many you have killed in a variety of ways. Others you have mocked and locked away, America. America, we would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way. America, we are speaking to those who claim to be in some position of high authority. Why don't you take some space program money and shelter the homeless and feed the hungry? Why not say no more war, please, and let's fight this battle against pollution and disease? At least 100,000 people are homeless in New York City. 1,055,000 in the nation's prisons. That's a pity. 1,000,000 in juvenile and foster homes, and who knows how many more are out there on the streets on their own. Oh, we would not have to be here today. Oh, if only you had taken the righteous way. The voice of judgment and the voice of the calling is what we... I'm off it. I've got off, but I'm going to go back to it. You can't shoot our rain. You can't bomb our snow. You can't stop our earthquakes or our volcanoes. Typhoons, tornadoes, hurricanes, flood, destruction, it's all the same. For they are the forces that are guided by the Most High. They are the powers that are working for I and I and I. Yes, we are the stone that David threw that brought Goliath down. And we are the ship that Noah sailed when he had to leave that town. And Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered any lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah, we were there, don't you know? And Lot. He knew the facts, but he did not look back. And that jawbone of the ass that Samson held when he failed the Philistines, the Philistines, that's the truth, y'all, if you think I'm lying. So give glory to God this great and dreadful day, for the former things are soon to pass away. We'll cage the rage, we'll dry all tears, we'll end all suffering and destroy all fears. We'll stop the greed and we'll end the wars, and this earth will be paradise like it was before. Someone said long ago, we would have to decide exactly when we would take this ride. Someone said, surely down on earth it would be a mystery. So we filled the earth with clues, because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. So give glory to God this great and dreadful day, for the former things are soon to pass away. America, this is it. This is our last opportunity, our last chance to cut the shit. Dangerous George Williams, 1976. Reverend Roxy, 2007. Dr. Len, are you on the line?
Reverend Roxy, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful poem. Very relevant. I mean, thinking for all of us right now.
Yeah, we're going to post that on your website. We're going to post the whole poem on the website.
You know, I think it's relevant for everybody looking at the best of the best and the worst of the worst. I mean, you know, I had met a friend on the street today in Pahoa, and she asked me how things going. And I told her, well, you know, I've got, again, the best of the best, the worst of the worst. I think this has been the most challenging time of my life. This past year has been very, very, very difficult.
Oh, it's a hard year for dragons and dog year. All you dragons out there know it's all going to be over. Kong Hei Fat Choi on February 18th.
Hallelujah. Praise Creator. So, but I don't want to dwell on that. I said, you know, this week and this month, we've got the brand new book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, coming out. We've got three brand new CDs, folks, that Scott Huckabee and myself, we've been producing, that are using the Creator's tones and the most magnificent music and the new kind of music and the understanding that this is going to be a whole new genre of music that is blessed with the Creator's frequency vibrations. And then, for those who have been listening to the Insight Hour, we're finishing a two-hour documentary. So in the next 2 weeks, and the documentary is called The Love Code, the next 2 to 3 weeks will be probably the most productive of my 54 years of life. you know, coming out with a new book, a two-hour documentary called The Love Code, and three brand new, magnificent CDs with the creator's music, collaborating with Scott Huckabee. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, wonderful time, and it's also an extremely difficult time. And I'm wondering how many of you out there have been experiencing the same challenge of the greatest of the greatest blessings and the worst of the worst tragedies are befalling us. And I think it's a time where in the Bible it talks about those who make it, those who survive and in fact thrive with the Holy Spirit power, the flow from the kingdom of heaven that really blesses the anointed ones and the 144,000 called upon to sing a new song in the end times. And if you look carefully, you read the Bible carefully, Revelation says that the sealing of those people, there's a sealing, a protection, but more an anointed blessing that comes into the forehead, the forebrain, the pineal gland. Right there is the electromagnetic spiritual processing station. And it's that blessing that comes only in those who have been ransomed. It says ransomed from the planet. Now, who has been ransomed? The word ransom implies that you paid your dues, that it may not have been easy for you. But you, if you and I hold true to the course, which is the divine destiny of service and great contributions on behalf of the Creator to humanity, then those of us who do that will have paid our dues in these challenging times. And whether we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. There will be nothing. If the Creator is for us, then who can be against us? Nothing can dwell next to us. We can ultimately create and co-create the blessed life and love of the divine Creator in our own communities. And that is the thing that I'm holding fast to. It's been challenging, but it's been great. And I'm wondering how many of you listeners out there also have been experiencing the same kinds of challenges in your lives. Just remember that, you know, Bo Greitz told me this, it never gets tough. The flak never flies close until you're over the target. And that's the target that we are focusing in on, which is the spiritual renaissance. The greatest and greatest truths of all time are now being told. And those who have ears to hear it and the eyes to see all the documents to prove it ultimately have the opportunity to free themselves optimally. The full emancipation from the proclamation, proclaim one's freedom, comes from knowing and vibing and practicing the truths, the greatest truths that have been secreted from people. You know, just want to touch on Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Folks, first of all, I want to thank our co-sponsors, too. The publishing company for Love, the Real Da Vinci Code is tetrahedron.org, www.tetrahedron.org. But go to lovetherealdavincicode.com and read the freely downloadable book. It's there. It's an exercise manual. It'll have you start to think about simple things in life, including your numbers, in a different way. There's a lot more in the book of numbers and the understanding about numbers than anyone has ever realized, and we're very, very fortunate to bring forth revelations that have been buried for more than 3,000 years this month. The first program presentation that I'm going to be making in California is the first weekend of March. I think the date is March 2nd, or 3rd through the 5th, I think it is. And if you look at the healthfreedomexpo.com, www.healthfreedomexpo.com, you'll get all the information, including the speakers, myself included. I'll be speaking in Long Beach, California on Love, the Real Da Vinci Code on Saturday afternoon. I believe it's somewhere around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon is on the schedule. And I'm really looking forward to it because really what this amounts to is the Emancipation Proclamation. It amounts to the communing with the divine Holy Spirit that flows through this mathematical matrix. Now, that is a foreign concept for some people, that there's a mathematical matrix that in the world of physics is akin to the kingdom of heaven in the religious world, and that the kingdom of heaven is near. Well, you bet it's near. It's flowing right through your own body. It's flowing all around you. And the choice and the chance opportunity is to step into that and never go out of it, because that's where the protection is. That's where the love is. When I said that, it reminded me of a letter I wrote this morning to A&M Records and Universal Pictures to obtain the rights for playing on the documentary, The Love Code, the wonderful, fantastic hip-hop record called Where Is Love by Black Eyed Peas. And folks, if you haven't heard that record, if you're into classical music and the old rock music, well, you might find it a little modern for your own taste. But I can tell you that the words are awesome. And the communication of the question, where is the love, is done through music and in such a way as to really have you question. And it talks about the secreted information that has kept humanity enslaved. And it talks about the blood and the guts of the U.S. of A. and the CIA, and how the Central Intelligence Agency are really the terrorists on the planet on behalf, ultimately, if you study some more, you'll learn it's British Secret Service and the global banksters who are engaged in this global genocide for politics, profit, and population reduction. And that's what this war on terror is really about. The war on terror started a long, 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 long time ago, centuries ago. And I really became even more clear about that by studying Da Vinci, studying the material that he put out, and his political pressures and financial pressures, and the people who were controlling the Catholic Church at the time, the Medici family, happened to be a Jewish family. Imagine that. Jewish family who instills three popes and ultimately controls the religious world and does all the banking for the Roman Catholic Church, and all the tithe money that goes to the Roman Catholic Church goes to the Medici Bank. Well, that's really interesting. And that, you know, once you begin to grasp that, that we could have Jewish popes, well, you begin to realize that this whole separation of the Jews from the Christians, the Jews from the Arabs from the Muslims, and the Muslims from the Christians, you begin to realize that it's all a scam. And when you realize that it's all a scam, you have to search for alternatives to the lunacy on planet Earth. And it's just like the Messiah said, there'll be a day of an awakening. The awakening comes where you are living on this planet and you can't believe what's taking place. You look around you and there are many, many people who don't see what you see, and you don't feel like you belong anymore. And you feel like it's kind of like you're on the planet but no longer of it. And that's what Yeshua the Messiah said, that the time would come. He also said at that same time that you would do more than what he had done, that he laid hands on people and healed them. And that's where the alternative lies. That's where this whole spiritual renaissance is taking us, to the point where we have the full faith and trust and the glory and the full measure of capability to awaken the dying spirits within people and raise the dead if we need to, like Lazarus, basically as a simple blessing of grace and mercy to be the full measure of the anointed ones that we are. And that's the opportunity and that's the challenge. So the bad news is that you've got these global industrialists dumbing down the populations for millennia through every which way possible, the changing of the languages, the manipulations of the math, the changing of the colors, the losing of the Gregorian chants in the church, the uplifting hymns that people were literally spiritually uplifted to the divine realm by simply listening and rocking to the music. You know, and so you dumb down the population so you can maintain optimal control. The whole vaccination agenda is similar today with the injection of mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin as preservatives in these vaccines, along with the toxic agents that induce all the autoimmune diseases. The sickening and the dumbing down of the population continues at the same time the great news is that we've got this incredible spiritual renaissance moving throughout the planet, uplifting people, where you and I are beginning to realize that we're brothers and sisters from the divine family, that we have a calling, a divine destiny to fulfill, that there's 144,000 special anointed sealed ones that are coming forward now, that are paying their dues, that are being ransomed, that pulled out of the loony earthly realm of Babylonian lunacy into a more sacred space in which contribution and collaboration versus competition and sustainability versus the consumerism. You know, consumption, con is a negative. Sump, consum. You know, you get conned to take everything, the whole sum, shun, consumption. The words are incredible when you begin to realize what the English language is all about and the roots of these words and what they really mean and how they violate the Holy Spirit-filled temple and the divine human beings that we're being now called to be to fulfill the divine destiny of the Book of Revelation in the end times, where, yes, indeed, those who are called will come now forward and be part of a great beginning times concert to issue in and usher in 1,000 years of world peace.
And you know, Dr. Lynn, he said, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit.
And the water is so vitally important. That's why John the Baptist was baptizing all those people. That's why Yeshua went to John and basically left his mother in John's care. Because ultimately, the water is where it's at. It's the sacred creative fluid. And again, for those Christians listening, and for everybody listening, really, if you realize that you love your Creator and you love your Word, and in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, and you're forgetting something very important, the water. The water is the sacred juice. It's out of which we all come. It is the mathematical matrix conducting fluid that literally causes a bio-holographic projection of our divine essence in this physical plane. It comes out of the spiritual realm. It is, like we are told, not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. There's a whole spiritual life, a whole spiritual realm that is consistent and all around us, and it's floating through us, and we're in it, and we're engaged in it, and we're unified in that field. That's a quantum field, and that ultimately it's been proven by mathematicians and physicists to be real. It's real. It's actually supports everything that the Bible is really talking about when you get down to it in terms of the spiritual life versus Babylonian existence. And that capability of tuning into those frequencies, those vibrations of divinity, that is what's opening our hearts. That's what's shutting our minds to the same old fear-based mentality that has been enslaving humanity for millennia. It's over. It's done. Let us move on. We have many, many, many wonderful things to accomplish. Healing the sick, feeding the impoverished, helping to hydrate all those people in third world nations that don't even have a glass of water to drink. They've got to drive or walk miles in order to simply get water. And we in America, as she is falling, we have children who don't even appreciate the little things in life. Go to Africa. We had this conversation, Reverend Roxy and I, yesterday. You go to Africa, and there, the impoverished people, the poor little black children who have nothing, have the greatest joy. It's in their eyes. It's in their smiles. It's in their voices. You can see it. It's in their behavior. It's in their actions. They're grateful for the slightest thing, a touch, a warm handshake, a little hug. It gives them the greatest joy. Yep, where are our children, America? Do our children operate that same way? And if not, how come? There's many answers to that. But if you look at your own life and you look at your own children and you see that we see that our children are literally a reflection of our own behavior, and our own behaviors have been manipulated, coerced, enslaved by those who are in charge of dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. Separating the families has been a major agenda. Separating the children, you talk about Hillary Rodham Clinton running for president, excuse me while I throw up. The bottom line is that this is one of the premier forces and persons that spawned the children's rights agenda in America. Oh, what a wonderful liberal she is, saying, oh, this is really important that we have parents who abuse children and we've got to protect these children. Well, yeah, you know, there are some lunatics out there that do that, but you don't need to create a whole society, a whole indoctrinated culture, American culture, in order to separate the people. You know, the family farmers and the families like the Quakers used to, you know, I still do to some extent, have more of a family life and an existence and an interdependence and a unification and a unified social life whereby they thrived and life was real. It wasn't celluloid. You went out in the morning and you did what we did here today at the Steam Vent Inn. Many of us went out and planted and worked in the soil and worked together and talked together and collaborated in the planting of something that's going to sustain us. That's real, versus being in front of a computer or in front of a television screen or a movie theater screen and having a two-hour hypnotized life, which is a virtual reality where you're sucked into somebody else's either thrills, joys, or woes for 2 hours or however long. The average person in the United States today in this cult, American culture, watches 6 to 7 hours of television a day, and if not that, 2 to 3 hours of video gaming, training these youngsters to become warriors in high-tech battle. Well, the reality is that there really is an alternative reality. It's getting back to the basics. What's the basics? The basics is that you and I have physical bodies that, you know, dust to dust. We come from the earth. We are thriving because of the earth, what it provides, the sustainable food, the water which nurtures it. All of this is given freely. And yet, what do we do? What are we having? What are we allowing the petrochemical industrialists to pollute this magnificent planet? So now it's at the point where potentially genetic mutations to the max, we are on the threshold of extinction as a not only a human race, but life all over the planet. So the question becomes, if this is what's happening, what are we going to do about it? Well, there's only one thing that I am absolutely certain about, and that is I can't do anything alone, and I'd like to see more of us get together, and I'd like to get on the same page spiritually with every single one of you out there and just realize, hey, we've got one God, we've got one major source of all of these blessings, we are blessed equally by that source. And virtually everything else, all this arguing, fussing, and fighting, bickering, needlessly virtually, as a waste of time, or all of this attention to celluloid reality, things that really don't make a difference in one's life or the lives of our children and our children's children and the future of our nation, the question becomes, what are we choosing at every moment to give our life, blood, our attention to? And if it's towards non-sustainability and towards enslavement, I think we really need to look seriously as to whether we're part of the problem or part of the solutions.
It's very true, Dr. Lynn. You know, the only truth in the gospel is the gospel of unity. And if we don't start appreciating this gospel of unity, we are going to get away from the reality of being human. That the message of unity has been the message of God since the beginning of the world, and the we have to guard against false worship, and we have to guard against doing fruitless things, and we have to have our main purpose in life is to make sure that we don't lose our spiritual lives, that our spiritual lives are not lost, and that when we say give thanks, that we are saying these words And we are showing it through our conduct that we appreciate what God has given us and what opportunities are ahead of us, and that we use them in the service of God. And when we do this, that's when we will have a new earth, and all traces of injustice and inequality and darkness and evil will be gone, and there will be a universal light and the glory of God. And that's where I want to get to, and I know that's where you want to get to, and I know that's where our listeners want to get to. For falsehood and pretense and illusion to all just disappear, because it doesn't work for us any longer. There's no payoff for it any longer, you know? And I think that's when we'll stop doing what we're doing, sitting in front of television screens, when it doesn't do anything for us anymore. It's kind of like taking placebos and expecting to have something happen for you. You know, I don't know if you catch my drift on that, people out there, but you know what I'm talking about, Dr. Len. We are talking about unity, a whole, the perfect circle, completion.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, that's actually very, very true, and it is a great blessing. Folks, read the Love the Real Da Vinci Code. It's freely downloadable. The website address right now is www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. And then you'll become very, very aware of what Reverend Roxy and myself are talking about. You probably are already if you're a regular listener of the Insight Hour. But you see, when you start to integrate this and read it and then start to use the exercises and play with
it
and practice it, you begin more and more to have that empowerment, so it's clear and you're resonating, and your consciousness, your mind, is in line with the vibration of love in your heart. And that's a very, very interesting distinction that we're bringing in the Love the Real Da Vinci Code materials, is the realization that we have a choice. The choice is right now. We're either part of the problem or the solution. The great original sin was when we went out of our hearts, out of faith and trust with our Creator, out of love and integrity, and bought into and was seduced by this whole thought process that said thinking and knowledge is more important than your faith and trust and integrity with your heart connection to the Creator. And that was the original sin.
Arrogance.
Yeah, well, that goes on top of it. You know, there's an arrogance that people want to
think. I mean, you have to be arrogant to think that way after God has bestowed so much on you.
Yeah, right.
True.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It was a form of satanic arrogance that tempts people in that way. And so what do we have now as a substitute for our Creator and that heartfelt, loving connection to our Creator? We have medical deities. We're MDs. We have science. Science has become the new God, and the medical doctors are the ones that we go to for our salvation. And the reality is that is all satanic knowledge-based. The reality is that if you're walking in the kingdom of heaven with your heart wide open, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, which is the perfect law, the perfect mathematical matrix that's sustaining and uplifting us. Every single cell, every single DNA strand is all reflecting the same glory of the entire galaxies, the spiraling shape, the mathematical design. It's all perfect. We are perfect beings. And that the lie is that we need to have knowledge more than faith in order to sustain ourselves. It's hogwash. And so the level of understanding of our own ignorance is now coming so clear with the Love the Real Da Vinci Code material. Folks, listen, I'm very serious. If you love the work that I've done, and you probably wouldn't be listening to the Insight Hour if you didn't love and appreciate Dr. Len Horowitz and the work, read the Real Da Vinci Code. And we're putting it out for free. It's a gift from the Creator, and I feel like if you want to help us and support our ministry, then make a donation, make a tithe, get engaged with this whole understanding that we've got to change everything from the way we think about ourselves and each other to the way that we enterprise, because it's all got to be reformed. So this is the great reformation of Martin Luther. Today, now we're decreeing with the spiritual renaissance, this is a new reformation period where we're going to say, to heck with the same old religious doctrines and dogmas. And by the way, Yeshua the Messiah said, it is by the traditions of men that make the word, the truth, the law to no avail. The doctrines and the dogmas that take this false sense of security in this mental belief system that then closes your heart, covers your heart, covers your opportunity to commune divinely with the Creator and each other, that ultimately now we have this fabulous opportunity. Never, ever, ever in the history of civilization, recorded history, that is, okay, never have we had this knowledge now. The knowledge is a breakthrough. The real love, the real Da Vinci Code is a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough with the full understanding and appreciation of our co-creatorship and the response ability that we have to be all that we can be in that divine union, in the divine communion, communicating, community development, so that we are that reflection of that love frequency vibration, and that in that essence, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, we are healed. Healing is miraculous. It's as miraculous as the rain that falls or the wind that blows. Healing is by the grace of the Creator. And if you're listening out there, you know, please read the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. Call toll-free, 888-508-4787, and then order the book Healing Celebrations. It'll give you the practical five steps that I'm recommending for everybody to take to protect themselves against all of these new plagues and all of the new beasts and beasties, these little microbes, the viruses and the bacteria that the laboratories are loosing on humanity to make money by the pharmaceutical enslavement, that ultimately, yes, read that, but go one step beyond that. Go one step from the physical, from realizing that the physical is a manifestation out of the spiritual. And if you want to have the full measure of medicine, you go right to the heavenly throne. You go right to the Creator's hand. You go right to being blessed by the sole source of the universe, and that is the one Creator that sustains us all and loves us all equally. And this is the powerful revelation in love, the real Da Vinci Code, folks.
And God's revelation will gain ground, Dr. Lynn, in spite of everybody's selfish opposition. We are going to move forward. We know that there are people who are bent on war. I'm imagining some of you listeners out there probably wondering, how do you sleep at night, Reverend Ross? How do you sleep, Dr. Lynn? I sleep well. I sleep well, so I know I carry God's truth in my heart. I keep God's truth on my mind. And as long as you are in tune with unity, you cannot be defeated by any machinations of any evil that exists on this planet today. So God guards us with the revelation, and in spite of the unbelievers, please know that God is the source of all things, and He knows His own people, and He's going to gather us all together. So all I'm saying to you is that what Dr. Lynn is doing is giving you a work, but we have got to practice. We have been so out of touch. We have, as he likes to say, dumbed down, that we are going to have to pray awful hard. And see, he doesn't want us wandering out there. So he wants us to prepare ourselves and to practice being real, loving individuals, with the payoff being that we will resemble and be the inspiration of the Creator. And through that, we will be able to overcome all obstacles, all diseases. There's nothing that can stop us. And you know it gives you God bumps. And know you're listening to this, and you're knowing that we can win. That's exactly what the program is. Now, we don't want to turn this off until it's finished. So we are going to volunteer We're all volunteers of this 21st century in this new millennium to do something different. Do something different. Do something righteous. Fear God. Want God's appreciation. Look inside of yourself and see the perfect being you want to be, and then be it. We have a saying over here. It's called act as if, and it'll soon be a reality. So all we're going to do is tell you, download that Love the Real Da Vinci Code, start doing those exercises, start communicating with Dr. Len and I about the wonderful testimony. You know, Dr. Len, we got to get more people witnessing and testifying to these facts that are supporting them in their life. You know, the government, the only thing the government can't regulate right now is testimony. So we have got to start testifying. We have got to start sharing. We've got to start encouraging each other and know that all life is sacred. And we have to unite in life and life consciousness. You see, we have to start thinking about living, not about dying, but about living and living forever. Imagine if tomorrow God came down and said, guess what? There's no more death. You think everybody would be happy? But I think that we would hear a lot of people groaning and moaning and just being not too happy about the fact that they'd have to live in the hereafter. And it reminds me, you know, there's an old saying, and I'm going to give it back to you. We're going to start right back to you, Dr. Len, so we can tell them what's going on. It says that this is what Reverend Moxie wants everybody to know. I heard it a long time ago. Our deeds, and this is very important, our deeds travel with us from afar. And what we have been makes us what we are. So what I'm going to say to you is examine it, and from this moment forward, say to yourself, I am going to love the Creator that created me, and I am going to determine myself to be a loving human being, and I am going to incorporate love, truth, and compassion, and forgiveness, and I'm going to heal the past, and I'm going to allow a peaceful present to come into my life for a seven-generation intention. Dr. Len, what do you think?
Wonderful. Thank you, Reverend Roxy. Reverend Roxy Hampton, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I laughed a little bit when you said, you know, people, if the Creator decreed that there would be no death, that a lot of people would be moaning and groaning. And the reason is because they've got no life.
Quality
they've
life
got no, got, you know, so the saying, get a life, get a life. I mean, the reality is the greatest life that one can get is the afterlife. There's the whole spiritual concept that, you know, we are out of spirit. The flesh and blood is manifested out of the sacred geometry of the chemistry that comes from the mathematical matrix. Again, folks, if you're not following me, you will if you read Love the Real Da Vinci Code. The revelations are breakthrough, you know, basically monumental. It's a breakthrough in our understanding of divinity, how the Creator's technology for creating everything is available to us now. We humble servants should take this as a great, great, great grand affirmation of the faith and trust that our Creator has in His people. To have these revelations come forward at this critical time in history that all the prophets say is the end times, at this time where we have wars and rumors of wars, we have weather changes and earth changes and great plagues, are the end times where we need to come forward, that the prophets who have been prophesying are now coming forward and saying, indeed, we have engaged the end times where shortly we will have the resolution and the restoration of the divine planet where we cohabitate and steward this blessing together in joy and harmony rather than fear and misery. And the reality that we have to engage is from a mental level. And, you know, for those probably folks, many of you who like the work that I've done and been engaged in reviewing it and studying it, reading all the books of now 16 books with Love the Real Da Vinci Code coming out just in a couple weeks, you know, you've got a mental perspective, from a researcher's perspective, you know, Harvard graduate, 35 approximate scientific peer review publications to my credit, and, you know, there's a lot of mental work that Len Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz did, But the most important work that he does is within his own heart, within his own body, within his own family. And that's the most important work. And it's been a challenge to do everything that I do, I'm sure, for you and your family. It's amazing to me how many times brothers and sisters and fathers and daughters and mothers and sons have challenges, big, big, big challenges to overcome in order to come to some semblance of not only sanity, but divine unity and love. And the challenges are the opportunities. We wouldn't have these challenges if it wasn't for the fact that the challenge themselves, the emotions themselves, emotion is the signpost for our own behavior, for our own recognition that we need to make another choice. Let me make that clear. When you read the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, you'll get one of the scientific publications, the information that I published in the American Journal of School Health way back in 1985, I published in the American Journal of School Health, the self-care motivation model. Now, we all want to be motivated to care for ourselves, right? You want to be motivated. You want to feel motivation and good about loving yourself and giving yourself what you need. And the educational components for that in terms of becoming a self-motivated and self-reinforcing agent for your own healthier, happier, and more successful human development, that's what the paper was about, and that's what I've included in the book Healing Celebrations. But the issue that I want to raise here is the emotional baggage that we carry. And why do we carry this? It's because we're simply not up to the task of discerning what it is that caused us to become less than who we really are. What it is that, you know, the skeletons in the closet, the pain, fear, loss, and real or imagined threats to survival that caused us to shut down instead of open up. And when we shut down, we're typically in our heads in fear and thinking bad thoughts about others and even ourselves. And what we do is we close our hearts when that happens. So you've got and this is in the real Da Vinci Code material, you have a heart mind or an ego mind active. So which would you prefer to be in your heart in love or in your ego mind in fear? And that's a real simple realization that emotions, when you are upset, when you or I are upset, you know, years ago, Yogi Guru said to me, when you are angry with someone, you are more that person at that moment than you are yourself. You've lost yourself. All you are is living the experience of that other in anger, which, by the way, is extremely toxic, stressful, intoxicating to your own physiology, metabolism, and health. So ultimately, who's doing that? It's us. When are we going to stop? Well, the Creator, the way he put it together, we're going to stop when it's so painful that we've got to choose an alternative. And that's what emotions are. When you're not feeling good, because the Creator is feeling good all the time, joy, happiness, thankfulness, forever giving, forgiving is the vibration, is the whole context within which the Creator operates through the divine math, the law, the kingdom of heaven, the matrix to bless us. It's all joy, it's all love and joy that go together, and it's all forgiving for simply blessing. It's real simple. Yet we get into emotional stuff and get into these small and big battles with each other, and that the emotions themselves is an indicator that it's a simple feedback loop mechanism. In the model that I present in Healing Celebrations, it is by your emotions and feelings and physical body aches and pains or your body sensations that create the opportunities. The world is balanced, right? Things by nature tend to go into balance, correct? Well, we are part of nature. we likewise have to get back into balance when things are out of balance, and that's the role of emotions, and that's the role of physical anguish and disease. It is the simple, basic opportunity for you to realize that you have blocked the flow of energy that is the sustaining, joy-filled, loving energy directly from the heavenly throne and the matrix that the Creator simply wants to bless you with, because that's how loving and forever giving the Creator is. And that if we get out of our own way, that is, we get out of our own fear-based mentality and our ego-driven neurotic minds and get into the heart, get into the heart of the matter, which is us, our spirit, our Holy Spirit flow, directly from the heavenly throne, taking the music that the Creator, that is the heavenly orchestra leader, that's singing love songs, uplifting everything. If we simply vibe to that vibration and let that flow and open the heart with that love blessing, and let the mind go, because the mind is what the television plays to. You realize when you realize what you're watching, when you watch the evening news or any news program, that the audience is the ego. The ego is a mechanism. It's mechanical. It's as mechanical as stimulus response. It only responds primarily to pain, fear, loss, and real or imagined threats to survival. I'll give you that again. Pain, fear, loss, including loss of life, loss of property, devastation, and or real or imagined threats to survival. That's what you're watching when you watch the evening news. It is playing to the mind ego, that fear-based mechanism that has got to now shut down in order to the heart to be fully open so us that we can commune with the Holy Spirit flow and the Divine Creator and each other. And that is the transformation that is in the spiritual renaissance that's taking place worldwide now, that is being heralded by Love, the Real Da Vinci Code material. So I highly encourage you, we put it out there as a blessing. We're asking you to begin to engage this whole new paradigm. It's a paradigm by which everything will change. Everything is a creation of the Creator. Thereby, by giving us this knowledge and giving us the technology for creation, then now we have the opportunity to recreate ourselves in the image of the Creator and recreate our planet to be respecting of that divine blessing and the anointing that we all share by grace. And so that is what a fabulous opportunity, what an extraordinary time to be alive, to have that full measure of understanding that the Creator blesses us with, and then take that understanding and apply it to our every moment life, our every choice that we make, every move we make, every step we take. You know, it's like the Sting lyrics. You know, I'm watching you. Well, I got my eye on the Creator. I got my eye on the Matrix. I'm watching my own steps to make sure that I'm righteously stepping, that I am engaged in that flow, that I don't want to walk out of the cocoon protective blessing of that Holy Spirit flow, because that's Babylon, that's Babylonian, that's entering the lion's den with no protection. I'm not into that. I want to be sustained, uplifted, and enabled to contribute, to serve in a meaningful way. That's the fabric that binds us together in social life, in our you know, whole concept of how we should be interacting and how we can be interacting as human beings, is one from the point of service. And so this is a whole new paradigm. Not that what I'm going to get from you, that I'm going to enter into a relationship so that I can steal something or get blessed in some way that would somehow detract from you. It's not about if I do a service for you that you're going to pay me X and XYZ dollars. We're talking now about a whole other shift in paradigm where faith and trust moves mountains. We're talking about a paradigm where a loaf of bread can potentially feed 5,000. We're talking about a time when the miracle simply manifests by the
grace and the open-heartedness that we have to that flow of love. And so that is the opportunity that stands before us now. And what a wonderful time to be alive. Well, this is it. This is the top of the hour. I'm looking at the clock down here. We're just about to end. I want to thank Don Newsom, BBSRadio.com, and all the wonderful talk show hosts on this network for giving us the opportunity to commune with you over the airwaves, and we're going to be expanding that. I understand we're going to be doing some live video transmissions in the near future, so stay tuned to BBSRadio.com for the most awesome broadcasting on planet Earth. I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com for all the support. And order, folks, your books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, and healthcare products and health machines, everything from the Rife machine, the Miracle 6 frequency generator is an awesome, awesome product. And those things like C-Cure, all the wonderful products, peruse the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. Healthy World Distributing. That's what we want to do. We want to distribute a healthy world. So go to HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Get your great products there, and that helps sustain us, keeps our ministries going, keeps us on the airways. I want to thank Reverend Roxy Hampton for taking the lead on the Inside Hour. I've asked her to do that, and we have Don Newsom's blessing. Don said to me a couple weeks ago, he said, Len, I'm concerned about you, and, you know, he said, take a vacation, take a little break. And I love you, Don. Thank you so much for your care and consideration. I love you, folks. Keep praying. Keep praying for us. We're on the front lines. Be blessed. I love you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday night, 12 o'clock East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Hawaii time. From the Big Island of Hawaii, this is Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton saying we love you and look forward to speaking with you next week. Bye for now.